today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for this episode is Eid al-Qadir, Greatest Eid of Allah. Today, Saturday, is the 16th of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to chapter 5 of the Holy Quran, verse 55.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. إنما وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون.
Your ally is none but Allah, and therefore His Messenger and those who have believed, those who establish prayer and give zakah, and they bow in worship.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Islam is the religion of both association and disassociation, that is attraction and repulsion or polarization. In the previous verses, the Jews and the Christians were prohibited to be chosen as masters. Here in this verse, I mean verse 55 of chapter 5, the commandment is that we take and follow Allah, His Messenger, and Imam Ali, peace be upon him, as our masters. The essence of mastership of Allah, the Messenger, and Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is the same, and it is essentially one in nature as well as in effect. Eid al-Qadir, Greatest Eid of Allah. You are with today's special. We're speaking about Qadir. Qadir is an important historical event. In many of his books, Allama Amini cited tens of Sunni sources that narrate Qadir the way Shia do. Qadir has not just been narrated in our books. Some people may disagree about the meaning of Mawla, but Qadir was a historical event that established a criterion for leadership. It is obvious to all Muslims that Imam Ali was a peak of perfection. Qadir has not just been narrated in our books. Qadir is a source of unity for the Islamic Ummah. Some people should not assume that Qadir is a source of discord. Today, Shia Muslims are being accused more than the past. Shia Islam is rooted in a correct, healthy, and pure belief in divine revelations. Shia Islam means being committed to the values and Quranic criteria. Some people may talk nonsense and accuse Shia Islam of something that has nothing to do with it. They may claim that Shia Islam is political in nature and that it has been added to Islam later on. Qadir invalidates all these claims. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to disseminate the news and message of Qadir Khum. In this way, we understand that Imam Amir al-Mu'minin as-Salam wasn't just a political leader, or rather, Imam Amir al-Mu'minin as-Salam was in fact a reliable exegete of the Holy Quran, a reliable interpreter of the Holy Quran. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated, "Man kuntu mawlahu fa hadha aliyyun mawlahu." Whoever I've been his lord, this Ali, that is Imam Ali alayhi salam, is his lord after me. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated that following him and regarding him as your leader has been asserted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by God it was asserted. So we find that in this connection, the word Mawla indicates guardianship and leadership, I mean, in its most comprehensive and umbrella term. Connected with this assertion, it must be indicated that those people who came after Imam Ali alayhi salam, and especially, particularly, those people, even amongst the noble and noteworthy Sunni exegetes and Sunni scholars of Islamic studies, we find that in their works and in their assertions, they asserted that the meaning of Mawla in this regard finds expression in the personality of none but Imam Amir al-Mu'minin as-Salam. And Mawla is a cover term. I mean, it's an umbrella term. It doesn't merely mean, for example, religious leadership. No, it entails leadership in all its contexts and in all its capacities, whether, for example, whether political leadership or, let's say, religious leadership or whatsoever. If you want to find out, okay, who is the ultimate leader next to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the world of Islam, the answer is that this personality is none but Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
This day, I have perfected for you your religion, and completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion.
الله مولاي وأنا مولى المؤمنين. ألا من كنت مولاه فهذا علي مولاه. اللهم وال من والاه وعاد من عاداه. أيها الناس الحق دائما مع علي وعلي مع الحق.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're speaking about the status of Eid al-Qadir, an incomparable Eid. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, has said, "Surely this is a highly recognized day. On it the succor was brought, and the station of the one who was worthy of it was evaluated, and the proofs of Allah were made manifest. This is the day when from a pure station words were clearly and straightforwardly stated, and this is the day of the completion of the religion and the day when the promise and pact were taken. One of the four divinely appointed Eids is Eid al-Qadir." Abu Abdullah Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, has said, "When the day of judgment comes about, 4 days shall hasten towards Allah, the noble and grand, just as a bride hastens towards her bridal chamber. The day of Al-Fitr, the day of Al-Adha, the day of Jum'ah, and the day of Qadir Khum."
Alhamdulillahilladhi ja'alana min al-mutamassikin بولايتي علي بن أبي طالب
بولايتي
علي بن أبي طالب
الطالب والأئمة المعصومين عليهم السلام.
Acts of Imam Ali that prove politics and the ethics can be combined. Imam Ali would not treat all his opponents the same. Imam Ali did not behave in the same way towards all of his opponents and enemies. He did not use the same method for all of them. He differentiates between different individuals. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, stood firm against the faithless, Khawarij. Of course, he stood up against their deviations, not them themselves. He stood against Muawiyah as well. When they put the Holy Quran on their spears, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, said, "By Allah, this is a trick and deception. They do not believe in the Holy Quran." And when Khawarij confronted him with their reliance on the outward aspects of religion, they recited the Holy Quran in a plaintive and sad tone in front of the commander of the faithful, Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him. Hazrat stood up against them.
The Imam speaks about religious poverty. The one who has abandoned his religion, who has abandoned his religious obligations. In the eyes of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, this person is poor. He could have all the money in the world, but if he's abandoned God, he doesn't have a good relationship with God, he's not obeying the commands of God, this person is poor. What does he have? What has he prepared for his akhirah, for the hereafter? What does he have? This person is poor. In the hadith, the Imam alayhi salam says, "Al-faqru sawadul wajhi fi ad-darain." The Imam alayhi salam says, the real poverty is to be miserable in this world and on the day of judgment. And the one who neglects religious values, believe me, brothers and sisters, this person will be miserable in this world and on the day of judgment. Our religious values enrich us. They enrich our spirit. One day, a poor man walked to visit Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. His face was gloomy, he was upset. The Imam realized, this man, there's something wrong with him. The Imam alayhi salam asked him, "What's wrong with you?" He was one of the companions of Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He told him, "Oh Imam, you know I'm poor. Financially, I'm struggling, I'm going through problems. And I'm just not in a good mood, not in a good state." The Imam alayhi salam asked him an interesting question. The Imam told him, "This faith that you have, the Iman that you have, the wilaya that you have, are you willing to sell it, if you could, theoretically, are you willing to sell it for 100,000 golden coins, dinars? Are you willing or no?" Now, he was a faithful man, a good believer. He said, "No, of course not. I'm not willing." The Imam alayhi salam tells him, "Are you sure?" He says, "Yes, I'm sure. I'm not willing." The Imam alayhi salam tells him, "How can you claim that you're poor when you own something that's worth 100,000 golden coins and you're not willing to sell it?"
That was all from today's special. And for this episode, we spoke about Eid al-Qadir, greatest Eid of Allah. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لفت إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي